Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord, prayer.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name once more, Father God. Lord, as we open up your word this morning, Father God, on this Mother's Day, we ask that the Holy Spirit come, that it magnify your word. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we give you all the praise and all the glory for this day and for who you are, Lord. We just want to continually thank you and give praise unto your name. For without you, we would be lost and have no place and no hope. And we just want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Exodus chapter 2. Look with me in chapter 1 real briefly here.
You have your Bible, it's 44 in our Bible.
This morning, of course, is Mother's Day, and this is the time when we all come together and we simply just want to, you know, praise the Lord for mothers and just give honor to them this day. So for all the mothers, I'd like to give you all a round of applause, because there are many diapers that were changed. There are many things that we put you through, and I want to thank God for having mothers. Without mothers, none of us would be here. Amen. But this morning I want to look at a particular mother in the Bible, one that is overlooked for the most part. I don't think I've ever really heard her mentioned that much. But nevertheless, she shows us a mother that trusts in the Lord. Amen. And we all know that if we want to be successful in this life, we must trust in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And this story that we're going to look at this morning is a mother that's in troubled times. And in troubled times, sometimes the only thing you can do is trust in God. It's the only thing that we're always to do. So this morning we want to understand that in good times and in bad times, a mother has got to trust in God. Amen.
Amen.
In chapter 1, and I'm going to go ahead and read chapter 1, verse 15 up to chapter 2. But see, I want you to understand the story. God's people were now under the bondage of Pharaoh in Egypt. There was a king that rose up that didn't know about Joseph, didn't know about God's people, and the king of Egypt saw there were so many Hebrews that he feared them, because they said, well, if they go to war and join our enemies, we'll be lost. So they said, let's deal with them wisely. So the Pharaoh ordered that the male children all be drowned or killed at birth, and the female children remain alive. And so I want you to understand, God will always try to attack the enemy will always try to attack God's children. But nevertheless, we will see that God has his way. Amen. Exodus chapter 1 and verse 15, the word of God reads, and the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, which of the name of one was Sapphira and the other name was Pua. And he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them among the stools, if it be a son, ye shall kill him, but if it be a daughter, then he shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded, but saved the men's children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have you done this thing and saved the men's children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come unto them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. Therefore God dealt with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mightily. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Verse chapter 2 says, and there went a man out of the house of Levi, and took a wife, a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, he was a goodly child. She hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came to wash herself at the river, and the maidens walked among the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. Then said sister of Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Amen. This morning I'd like to minister on a simple subject. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We find troubled times for this mother. We find a situation to where she knew, had she had the child and the midwives had seen it, that the child would be killed. But nevertheless, this mother has great love for her child. This mother has great love, and this mother's name is Jochebed. You can find her name in Numbers. And Jochebed simply means, by name, it means Jehovah is glory.
Amen.
And we find that in verse 2, that this woman, no matter what the circumstance might be, she knew the God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob. And we don't know the circumstances in which all of us were born, but I know this for a fact. There's not one mother that didn't look down at her newborn and say, "This is a goodly child." And it's only a mother's love that will put a child before her. It's only a mother's love that will risk everything. Imagine this mother's distress, knowing that she was expecting a child for 9 months, and 9 months came and it's a boy child, knowing good and well that that child was to die. A mother's love. She looked at the baby and said, "Baby, I'm going to hide you." And that's what a mother will do, is hide her child from harm's way, amen? How many times did our mothers shelter us and keep us from going in the wrong hands, amen?
Amen.
But we have this mother, Jochebed, who in the worst circumstances knows just what to do. And I'm sure that she got her instructions from the Lord, amen? So we find that Jochebed has this child, and in this child, she knows that he is a goodly child, meaning the child looked good. He wasn't just, you know, some babies, you see a baby born, and that baby might be a little, a face that only a mother could love. But this is a baby that just had joy, just had the right look, a goodly child, looked like he was well-statured, kind of like my son. Just a cute face, amen. And she did what she could. She hid him from harm for as long as she could. But here's a crucial time for every mother. There will come a time when we have to deliver our child. There will come a time when a mother has to let her child go and put her child completely in the hands of the Lord. There will come a time for Jochebed, just 3 months after her child is born, that she will have to deliver her child into God's hands and say, "God, I can't hide him anymore. God, I don't know what to do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make an ark, and I'm going to put him in the river, and I'm going to let you have your way."
Amen.
Because I don't want my son to die. And it just so happens that my Bible says that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
It just so happens that Pharaoh's daughter comes by. Here's a little and fetches little baby Moses out of the water. And there was immediate love, an immediate connection. The scripture says in verse 3 of chapter 2, "And when she can no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child there and laid the figs by the river's brink." And his sister, if we read the Bible, is Miriam. Miriam and Aaron were both born before Moses. They weren't born in the same conditions or circumstances as Moses was. But nevertheless, his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done unto him. In times of desperation, God has his eyes on us.
Amen.
In times of great trial, we can learn that God has his eyes on us. There's not one child, there's not one sparrow, there's not one person that God does not know where they are at this time. But Jochebed had a baby in troubled times. How did Jochebed cope with this situation? She could have given up. She could have run away. She could have done anything. She could have been non-trusting in the Lord and just allowed her son to be killed. But a mother's love that is grounded in God knows that all things are possible. Amen?
Amen.
So we learn the enemy's plan in this text, that the enemy's plan was to simply to kill every male child. The enemy's plan was simply to destroy every male child. But the good news of the Lord is that God can turn a bad plan into a good plan. Not only does God completely do a 180-degree turn and allow Jochebed not only to nurse her child, but he makes it in such a way that she gets paid to be a mother, amen. We find that the Pharaoh's maid said, shall I go get a Hebrew? Shall I go get a Hebrew to nurse this child? And that Hebrew just happened to be little baby Moses' mother.
Amen.
You see, in the times of fear, she could have given up, but nevertheless, I'm sure that she was led by the Spirit and did what she did. And it was just a short time that her child was back into her safety. Do you understand the irony of this? The decree had come, let your son be killed. The death sentence was already in writing. If he's a boy, kill him. If he's a girl, let him live. And I want you to know today that the devil's plans are never better than God's plans. No matter what the devil has said, as a Christian mother, we have to know that it doesn't matter. Because there's a better book. There is a better word. There is a better God. And what our God says is what the other God's got to do. The Bible says there is a power and a principality that rules this world, but there is a God above every God. There is a name above all names. There is a Jesus. There is the Christ. There is Yahweh. And what he speaks, the devil's got to do. Pharaoh said, let the baby be killed. But God put fear in the hearts of the midwives. And the midwives didn't do as Pharaoh said, because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. It doesn't matter what the enemy might have said. What God said, let my children live, let my children have prosperity, that's what's going to happen. I don't care if the devil said, you're going to die, John Wallace, and this church isn't going to do nothing, and this mother, you're going to be a crack addict. There is a better word that will come.
Amen.
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 And that word touched the hearts of the midwives. Don't kill the children. And God blessed them. Even the enemy's servants can be blessed. It said because they hearkened unto the Lord, that God established them and put them in houses, meaning that God took them and helped prosper them. But I want you to learn from this story this morning that as a mother, you will face challenges and have faced challenges for your children. The enemy hasn't stopped trying to get your son at this young age. The enemy hasn't stopped trying to get my son. But we have Jochebed, a mother who trusted in the Lord. When she couldn't do anything else, when she done all that she could do, she put her child in the hands of Almighty God, the one God who knows exactly what to do. Amen.
Amen.
He knows every plan, every path, and everything that needs to be done to ensure the safety of our children, amen. You see, a mother's love has got to be rooted in God's love.
Amen.
Have you ever asked yourself, how can my mother love me? Just think back for a second. Think of all the things that we may or may not have done to our mothers. Think of all the nights that you probably stayed up late, wondering what we were doing, worrying about answering the phone, see what kind of call. Junebug, why your teacher calling me today? Said you was acting bad in school. Think of what we put our mothers through. I grew up with four sisters, and I'm the only boy. I know what we put our mother through. Am I all right? She could have said, I don't love you no more. I don't want to be your mother because you're just too bad. But a mother's love is just like God's love in many ways. A mother's love We can't earn it. A mother's love, there's nothing that we can do to deserve it.
Right.
And a mother's love, there's nothing that we can say to keep it. But nevertheless, because of great love, they look beyond our faults. Sounds kind of like the Lord. He looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. I had a friend once who said, love overlooks the pudding on the wall. She was a nanny and the kids always do stuff. And she said, love overlooks the pudding on the wall. And I want to thank God for a mother's love, because a dad's love is not the same as a mother's love. Let's be honest. You can only get away with so much with me. But a mother's love is a special type of love. It's a love that doesn't matter how many times you throw your plate up in the air and it falls to the ground. Mother's love doesn't matter how many times she has told you to run out in the mud, you run out in the mud and get your shoes dirty. It's the love that keeps on going and ever endures. A mother's love. You see, as a Christian mother, you have the greatest source of strength in the world. As a Christian mother, you have the greatest connection with God, because mothers are always praying. I don't know a class of people that prays more than mothers. Because they know what we're up to. Your mother knows what you were doing when you didn't know that she was thinking that you were doing something she knew. There's not too much that a mother doesn't see. Because like God, she always has her eye on you.
Amen.
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 You can move 10,000 miles away, and your mother's still looking, still praying, still seeking, still asking God to bless you. And so today is the day that we say thank you to our mothers. But you see, we want to learn something from this. What was the right thing for Jochebed to do? She made an ark. A little baby raft. Don't you know this morning that God has given us his ark? Jesus Christ. And in Jesus Christ we have the safety that no matter what circumstance we might find ourselves in life, we are sheltered, we are wrapped up, we are cared for, because our safety is in Christ. And so we have to learn, as a mother and as a father and as people, that we have to reflect to others the Lord in us. Amen. We have to reflect in others the Lord in us. And so we learned that Jochebed put her baby in this little tiny boat, this little tiny ark, and it's the same wisdom that God did for Noah. Don't you think it's funny? Before the enemy comes in like a flood, God always makes an ark. Before trials come, before judgment comes, God always makes a way of escape. God always makes a way of provision. He always gives us a ram in the bush, and we have to simply, when we're at that moment, instead of giving up, say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And in every circumstance, there's an ark. In every circumstance, there is an opportunity for provision and shelter. The Bible says that God never tests us above that which we can stand, but in every circumstance, there's a door of an escape, meaning that God helps us, just like he helped Jochebed in this situation. Crucial time, do or die, and she did. Every day, there's a Jochebed. Every day, there is a time when a mother can either give up or keep on going. And when you have the Lord, no matter what might happen, the Lord is going to bring your children back. You see, I don't think Jochebed knew the outcome of the story. I don't think God showed her every single thing that was going to happen. I don't think God said, Jochebed, this is what I want you to do. Just put him in the water and I'm going to give him right back to you. I think she had to do it by faith. And then by faith, God worked everything out for her. But we need to understand that she still had to do it. She still had to put her trust in the Lord. She didn't know what the waters could have done. She didn't know if her son would live. She didn't know if her son was going to drown. But I know this for a fact, when your trust is in God, you're going to be a good mother.
Yeah.
When your trust is in God, you cannot fail. When your trust is in God, the enemy will have no victory.
Amen.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
If anyone needs Christ today, it's our mothers. It's a whole new world, a whole new ball game. There are more things that are out to kill and destroy our young people than anything before. But a mother that trusts in God is fully aware of the enemy's plans. Amen? You see, the king made a mistake. The devil's not very smart, because he's not realized that whatever he says, God can undo. The devil is not very smart. He tells Pharaoh, tell everybody, kill the children. Kill them. Kill the men's children. You would think by now the devil knows that God can undo what he says.
Amen.
You would think by now that he would understand that whatever he says out loud, if it's not according to God's will, it's not going to happen. But today, there are silent dangers. There are things that the devil's not so making a loud boast about. So a mother has to watch her children. Make sure that they're not doing the wrong things. Because the devil's getting slick. But the Bible says there's an ark. There's a little way of provision. And no matter what the outcome might be, no matter what God puts you through, we have to remember that all things, amen, work together for the good. In just a short time, he needs to joke in bed this morning. Sit down, Jeremiah. In just a short amount of time, what was lost was found. Praise the Lord. And what do we learn about this little baby? Moses, he became the most known leader in all of Israel. He became so great that the enemy was totally defeated. You see, and what God has planned for your children, we might not know, but when you trust in God, they will reach their full potential not a moment too late. Moses, he wasn't just your average boy. He was the one that was going to come up from among that slavery and lead his people to freedom. How many Moseses are there today, I wonder? Trust in the Lord. And don't let the enemy have his way. Trust in the Lord and don't let the enemy have his way.
Hallelujah.
Trust in the Lord and don't let the enemy have his way. You see, the enemy might say, Michael, you're a man child. We can't let you live. But Angela might have heard and said, well, the decree has come, but I'm going to do a joke of it. I'm going to trust in the Lord, and I'm going to let God deal with my son. I'm going to let God deal with my child. I'm going to let God have his way. And when we put, I'll put it like this. Someone said, if you put a basketball in my hand, I ain't going to make the shot. You put a basketball in Michael Jordan's hands, he's going to make the shot. If you put a scalpel in my hand, I'm supposed to do brain surgery, someone will be brain dead. But you put that same scalpel in a training physician's hand, that you might be okay. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. If you try to do a joke of it, remember Sarah? Not Sarah, yes, Sarah. She didn't want to wait on the Lord. She just wanted to have the baby her kind of way. She didn't trust in God. But if you simply give me your child to raise, Jochebed, I can't do nothing. But when you put your child in the hands of Almighty God, all things are possible. When you put yourself in the right hand, what someone couldn't do, God can do, amen.
Amen.
So what I want you to understand is Jochebed was a mother that was pushed against the wall. She had no choice but to give her child to Jesus. And when you put your hands in the hands of the man who stilled the waters, there might be a Moses. Amen. There might be a Samuel. Lord, 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 please give me a child. There might be a Daniel. There might be an Isaiah or an Ezekiel. There might be a Paul when you put your hands and you put your trust into Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, I'd like all the mothers to stand. I want you to put your hands out like this. Reach around your back. Say, well done. Because without you, we wouldn't be here. Amen.
Amen.
Without you, Eve is said to be the mother of all living. Because of her, we're here. Let's all stand this morning. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you for our mothers. We want to thank you for the Jochebed, Lord, who trusted in you. And in hard times, Father God, when they didn't know what to do, Father God, they did the right thing.
Though I could pride myself.
Is there any mothers here that need prayer? Any people here that have found themselves against the wall?
I never less.
And don't know what to do. There's an ark.
And by His grace.
There's safety in Jesus.
Alone,
need prayer and salvation this morning. You may come. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Oh, I could stop and count success. Like diamonds in my hand, but those trophies could not equal to the grace by which I stand in Christ alone. I place my trust and find. Could reach beyond my weakness to my need. Now I seek no greater honor than just to know Him more and to count my gains and losses to the glory.